is Matt Lovejoy with the Top Advisors Podcast, where top financial advisors share their advice. It's 6 minutes and 9 minutes, so let's get to it. Question number one, in a few sentences, tell us who you are and what you do.
Sure. So thanks for having me. My name is Eric Mancini. I am the Director of Investment Research and a financial advisor with Trapheggen CPAs and Wealth Advisors. We're at RAA, based in North Jersey. And we really run the gambit. We started as a tax firm in the 1970s. And now we manage roughly $800 million in client assets. We still do tax planning, tax preparation, estate work, along with small business consulting. And then, yeah, a little bit, my personal responsibilities is really constructing the portfolios, researching different securities within the portfolios. I still have clients that I directly service, working with them on retirement planning, tax planning as well. And then, also, you know, touch with writing, financial writing. So I do some articles there as well.
Great. Thank you. Question two, what's the best thing about being a financial advisor?
Well, I would say, I mean, it's a good and a bad thing, but for me, I've always been attracted to, whether it's hobbies or career, of things that are challenges, and especially things that involve many different variables that constantly change, and it's a challenge to forecast, but trying to bring that information together in conjunction with being creative. So I like the fact that, you know, it's always changing. You know, I've been the current firm with 11 years and then another 5 years prior to that with other firms. And when you look at the markets, when you look at stocks, when you look at securities, tax rates, tax planning, client needs and client retirement plans, it just never stops changing. There's always challenges. There's always something to figure out. It's always obviously a challenge to forecast the future in taxes, regulations, or the markets. And yeah, you know, I find that enjoyable. It's certainly not boring, put it that way. But yeah, you know, it always gives you something to look forward to figure out.
Yeah, something different every day.
That's right.
Question three, we hear from other advisors that the back office drives them crazy. What do you think are some of the most challenging parts of this business?
Yeah, in terms of, I mean, again, challenges in and of itself, I don't mind, but I would say the challenges that are not my favorite challenges, let's put it that way, it's really like getting a balance, I guess, between there's so many facets to the business. You know, you're trying to, there's an ever-growing amount of securities out there in the world to invest in. Tax, you know, tax regulation, especially this year, has changed. All different types of government programs has changed. Clients' personal lives and needs are changing constantly. And it's really, I guess, trying to find a balance between all those things, understanding all those things, doing the best that you can do in all those different facets. And that's some of it's on me personally researching things, some of it's utilizing the great team I have here on their expertise, but to marry all those different things with, and then translating that to what's best for the client. So that is a challenge to bring, for instance, this year with the PPP loans, helping small business owners with that, you know, RMD rollbacks for 2020, working clients with that to see what's best to do, Roth conversions, obviously the stock market, where to invest there. You know, it's just the ever-changing landscape of all these different facets to financial planning, retirement planning, and then marrying it to, you know, taking action with the client.
Great. Question four, what piece of advice would you give to other advisors?
You know, that's a tough one. I would say there's many. I would, you know, for me personally, it took longer than I want to admit, but it did take a while, but I think it was worth it in the end to get the certification that you think that would help you the most. So I'm a CFA, CFP, and CAIA. And the CFP and the CAIA I got earlier on, and, you know, CFP for probably most know here, but, you know, certified financial planner, retirement planning, financial planning. CAIA is alternative investments, which we do a lot of at the firm. CFA, that's the one that threw me for a loop for a while. But I had to work at it a ton. I had to go into a physical class for 6 months every Saturday. But I would say whatever your personal, as an advisor, whatever your personal focus is or passion is within the business, whether that's financial planning, tax, whatever it is, or if it's portfolio construction research, you just keep at it in terms of that credential until you can get it done. I will tell you right now, I did not think I could, but you can if you do what you have to do. So I'd say that's a big one. The other one is just constantly networking with other advisors, because that's the other part where I found the most useful information of, I'm doing my research in my office. Then I'm at a conference or a seminar, not lately, of course, but back before COVID, a conference or seminar. And, you talk to 5 or 10 other advisors that maybe are looking at the same thing, but thinking about it completely differently. And it just helps you, really look at it in a different way. You take like a matrix of all these different advisors' opinions or information they have, putting it together. So networking. And then, of course, just always, always just keep the client first and foremost, which, as an RIA, as an independent, as a fiduciary, of course, you always have to think that as the number one mindset.
Awesome. Thank you. Question 5, what other advisors like yourself would you like to acknowledge as a leader that have had an impact on you that you'd recommend that we should have on the podcast?
Another interesting question. I would say there's two. Actually three, now that I think about it. So when I was very young, and this is when I was still in college, I went to Penn State, so I was at Penn State, and that's when I started to dabble. That was back in 99, 2000, so the crest of the first tech bubble. And, that's when I really started to go with trading penny stocks and dot-com stocks and all that kind of stuff. During that period, I really relied on, his name's Donald Steinman. He's an advisor out in California, actually, I think outside of LA. We were in contact for 2 years when I was in college. He was an established advisor for years, RIA, mostly low-cost ETFs and stocks. And he really, for the first 3-4 years, was my main financial role model, I guess you would say. So he sticks with me. Second would be right down the road. We're in North Jersey, more in Central Jersey, and you could actually see him on CNBC occasionally, is from Region Atlantic, which is one of the larger RIA firms in Jersey, Chris Cardaro. I really admire how he runs his company, the team. The team approach he has there in terms of portfolio management, in terms of organization, financial planning, and his integrity. I do respect him and his uniqueness in the terms of coming up with some, I think he came up with a New Jersey economic indicator or something like that, that was creative and unique, I thought. And then the third is honestly, maybe it's a little for trap egg in here, but somebody I work with. He's younger. He came out of JP Morgan, and his integrity is unparalleled, and his uniqueness really sparks from his niche that he chose, where he is on the investment committee as well, but his niche that he chose to really dive into, where I've just seen an immense amount of value add for clients, is on small business corporate retirement plan consulting, where there's really a ton you could do there. In lieu of just a SEP IRA or a simple IRA or an IRA, there is just so much you could do. If you have that tax knowledge, you have he has the CRPS designation. And yeah, for many, many small businesses that want to, defer tax out, just incredible tax. So I would say those three advisors, for different reasons, really, would be a good guess for you.
Great. Thank you for sharing those names.
Yep.
Question 6, final fun question. How do you celebrate a win?
I guess the first thing I would say is, how do you define a win, I suppose? So for me, there's all kinds of wins, I suppose, in the business. One win is, if you do a lot of research. You spend weeks or months, maybe close to a year doing research. You implement that strategy in the portfolio, and then it does what you hoped it would do. That I would consider certainly a win. And we had a couple of those in 2020. It was a good test for many of those things. And so that's what I would consider a win. How do you celebrate? Boom, boom, to the entire team at the firm, and you move on. We're happy that it happened. not much else than that. We didn't lose money. It worked. Another type of a win is if, there's, we're working on a potential client and, we're able to show that client, okay, we could help you on the tax side, we could help you on the retirement plan side, we could help you on the investment management side. And, he comes on, and then maybe a couple years pass, and everything's going to plan. And then over the course of, this is a long-term win, I suppose, but, many years, that client is on the right path to being successful. And maybe if he did not engage an advisor, he would not be. Certainly a win. And again, real no celebration, I suppose, in that case. But, you just feel, it's a feeling of, you get a celebration feeling, I suppose, coming up. And then the other wins are just, working with a good team and a good company, enjoying, really the biggest one is, just enjoying what you do is sort of celebration, I suppose. Where, Warren Buffett had that, I think it was the line, is skipping, every day to work. I can't say in 2020, skipping every day to work, maybe a brisk walk occasionally. But, overall, that's probably the biggest thing and most important.
That's awesome. Well, Eric, thank you so much for being on. How can people find you?
So they can find me. The website is www.t as in Tom, F as in Frank, G as in group, LLC.com. And then through that, you could go into the wealth management section. And there's our entire team. I'm on there as part of the bio. And then I have a LinkedIn as well. And you can just search me by name. But thanks. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Awesome. Thank you very much. This is Matt Lovejoe with the Top Advisor Podcast. For more advisor insights, please check out advicepyramid.com.